Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Economic uncertainty is typically at or near the top of Americans' concerns. Let's take up money matters with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Well, Frank, how should we get at assessing the financial situation of Americans and how they perceive it's going?
Well, we see a little light at the end of the tunnel. A lot of the presidential candidates, of course, have taken up the middle class angst and the worry about not being able to get ahead as their signal theme of their campaign. But in our recent update, we found a uptick in the percent of Americans who said their personal financial situation is getting better. That's now up to 52%. Now, that doesn't sound great. But if we backtrack just to 2011, that was down less than 30% who said their personal financial situation was getting better. So this uptick to 52% shows there is some progress. And we have some other data points where we found the same thing, that Americans are actually getting a little more positive about their personal financial situation than they have been in recent years, particularly since the Great Recession, which really began to have its effect in 2008.
Frank, invoking the general term comfortable living. What percent of Americans say they have enough money to live that way?
That's the question we ask exactly. Do you have enough money to live comfortably or not? 66% of Americans say yes, two-thirds. So that's, you know, half empty, half full. That means a third of Americans say they don't. Looking back in history, pre-recession, we had three-quarters of Americans who said they had enough money to live comfortably. So we're not back up to that point yet. Income-wise, it's kind of interesting. If you make under $30,000 a year, you certainly are less likely than anybody else to say you don't have enough money to live comfortably. In fact, it's below 50%, less than a majority of those with low income, so they have enough money to live comfortably. But if you make getting into that range of $30,000 or more, particularly $50,000 or more, all of a sudden a majority say yes. And if you get up to even $75,000 a year or more in income, 92% say they have enough money to live comfortably. So clearly, the more money you make, the more likely you are to say, yes, I have enough to get by comfortably.
What's in a phrase? Recently declared Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton adopts the term everyday people, in contrast to President Obama, who often refers to the middle class. And whatever you call it, what percent of Americans will put themselves in those categories?
Well, as is often the case, it depends on the choices you give people. But we experimented with this recently. We just gave people three choices and said, are you upper class, middle class, or lower class? And given those choices, 68% of Americans, over two-thirds, said I'm middle class. 28% said I'm lower class, were willing to tell an interviewer that. And a lonely 3% were willing to say they're upper class. And even that 3%, Dave, when I looked at the data, I think people misunderstood the term because there were some low-income people who said they were upper class. Maybe they just feel good about themselves. But Americans are very, very unlikely to want to say they're upper class. And most, given those choices, will say they're middle class. If in different questions, as we have experimented with here, you give people the option of working class, then a lot of those middle class people will pull themselves down and say, I'm working class. But any way you look at it, two-thirds of Americans say they're middle class or will say they're working or middle class, and relatively few put themselves at the extremes.
Perhaps the lonely 3% in the upper class don't worry too much about retirement, but for most Americans, how big an issue is it?
Pretty big. Less than half of non-retired Americans, you and I and others, they 48% to be specific, say they will have enough money to live comfortably when they retire. That means half of us don't think we'll have enough money to live comfortably. And some of that may reflect the kind of bombarding we're getting now from a lot of financial experts who say none of us are saving enough to really be able to get by in retirement. Pre-recession, we had about 60% who said they would have enough money to live comfortably when they retired. So we've seen a downtick in that. Americans are getting more and more worried. Here's the interesting point. Age-wise, if you're young, you're more optimistic. Over half of those under 30 say, yeah, I'll have enough money to live comfortably. But if you get closer to retirement, aging baby boomers, still working Americans between 50 and 64, that number drops all the way down to 37%. So if you're close to retirement, you're most likely to be sweating it out, so to speak, and saying, geez, will I be able to survive once I retire?
Some might say that for the young, optimism is synonymous with naivete.
Well, that could be the case. I guess if you're 18 to 29, you're saying, that's so far away, who knows what will be going on. Yes, I'm pretty positive that I'll be able to get by when I retire. I guess that's good news that optimistically young Americans are looking ahead to retirement many, many decades down the line and saying, I'll get by.
How many decades? Are we continuing to see the average age of retirement go up?
we are seeing the average age of Americans who say they want to retire coming down a little. 65 is the age now when non-retired Americans say they expect to retire. And that had been as high as 67 years and 66 years projected age of retirement just a few years ago. So Americans are actually coming down a little. We think here at Gallup that may be due to an improving economy. You know, a lot of Americans say, well, I'm going to have to work till I'm 80 because I can't afford to retire. And maybe the slight downtick in projected age of retirement reflects the fact that more Americans think they can get by when they do retire. By the way, of retirees we interviewed, the average age of retirement was 60. So older Americans certainly retired earlier in the past than current working Americans say they are going to retire in the future.
Potential Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie has dared to touch the third rail, questioning entitlements moving forward, and that includes Social Security. To what extent do Americans think Social Security will be there when they're of age?
That's a fascinating contrast because Americans don't really expect Social Security to be their major source of income. That's more likely to be 401k plans and IRAs. About half of non-retirees say that's what I'm going to rely on as a major source. Only 36% of non-retirees say they expect Social Security to be a major source of income when they retire. But when we interview retirees, guess what? Social Security is by far the number one thing current retirees do depend on. 60% say it's a major source of income, and IRAs and so forth are way down much lower for current retirees. So at least, I guess, current Americans are dubious about Social Security going forward. So if, as you say, politicians do tinker with it in the future, extend the age at which you can get it or lower the benefits, a lot of particularly younger Americans won't be too shocked because they're not depending on Social Security when they project forward at this point in time.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.